KE4ZYQI frequency. Anyone on the Mount Clements repeater from the Macomb County CERT preparedness exercise for Saturday? KE4ZYQ. Negative contact, KE4ZYQ clear.
Now that you've gone around and crunched other repeaters, you probably
on for the radio check.
Frequency in use. LOU, it ain't LOU, KDHJSR. It ain't LOU, KDHJSR. KDHJSR, clear. It ain't LOU, KDHJSR. N8LOU, N8LOU from KD8JSR. KD8JSR clear. N8LOU, N8LOU, KD8JSR. KD8JSR, clear.
KF8CLL, mobile and monitoring. KF8CLL, mobile and monitoring.
KF8CLL, KF8CLL, N8WRO here. Nothing heard, N8WRO, clear.
KY News, WRO, hey Tim.
Good evening, Dave. How's it going tonight? I know you're out and about.
It's going pretty good. Just kind of, it's a nice dinner and, you know, kind of out doing the town right now, but how's your evening going?
Very good, because the boss gave us a little bit of time off. We had a meeting tonight, but it was rescheduled. Oh, that's right. You know all about this. Now I'm just putting stuff in WinLink that I should have done a long time ago, some of those shortcuts and some call signs and shortcuts to the forums and stuff. You know, even if I don't use it for this set, at least it's in there. But, yeah, other than that, I had a dental appointment this morning. That was great fun, but nothing wrong there. Glad to get it over with. Happy news about the change in venue.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. Brandon reached out last minute and let me know that, yep, we're good to set up there, and one of his assistants will be on site to help us out if we have any needs or anything like that. So it's going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to it.
I was following some of the discussion on command, and I'm not sure if we need a last-minute work day at that site on Friday. Whatever you need, I am available. And then I think I threw it out before, but I do have a 40-foot section of higher-quality coax with two PL-259s on the end. I don't know if that's going to be of any benefit, but if it is, we certainly can bring it and use it for the big day.
Okay, all right, yeah, I don't know what type of access we'll have to it beforehand. A lot of it will probably be game day set up, so unfortunately we're kind of limited right now because of current access. We'll get with Paul and kind of see where we're at. I know we don't have a lot set up there, so it might make it kind of interesting.
Nevertheless, foot in the door, and as long as everything goes okay for this one, then spring next year and fall next year, maybe it could be a repeat with improvements. So I think it's a good call.
I wholeheartedly agree, definitely. So here in a little bit, when I get some free time, I'm going to email you and John. I got a project for you guys to do for the set. Nothing big, just something there to help me out with. I'm gonna work on a section, and then I'm going to give you guys each a section to work on, and we'll use it for the set.
Very good, sir. Happy to help. That's what I needed is anything last minute that can be taken off your plate. Happy to assist with that.
I appreciate that. That helps out big time. This working nights has helped because I've had the day to be able to do stuff. But the lack of sleep doesn't work with the brain power, so my thinking ability is not quite all there. So this will really help you out getting kind of pieces of the puzzle put in place for the last minute parts of the set.
Understood. Well, certainly glad to help out in that section. And then I realize we might have to do a quick deep dive into the after scoring after everything's all done. We have to do that same night, Saturday night. So we're going to have to jump into that and make sure we get about three people to make sure it's right, you know. But, yeah, you know all that. So we'll be available for that as well. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think what we'll do, if you got time and everybody's got time afterwards, we'll just head over to the Tim Hortons there. And they've got internet, and we'll just kind of go down the list of things and get everything set up. That way it's not last minute the day of, you know, or the night of finishing it. We can kind of actually kind of go through it, make sure that we've got everything that we need. And it's nice to have emergency management on site, because then we can kind of get them involved, and that counts as a point as well for involvement. So they're there on site.
Yeah, that didn't even dawn on me until you just mentioned it. That's a kind of a double benefit for having that location. And then I know I think we need to get five good, let's call them promo pictures, not the regular timestamp ones that we're doing, but let's get some, at least a minimum of five pictures for that particular website to get to that other data point they want.
I agree. Maybe what we'll do is maybe you and Tom, when you guys catch a moment in your out and about, maybe you and Tom can take a picture of, you know, somebody doing something or whatever, or we can get Dean involved, and maybe Dean can stop in somewhere and maybe catch somebody doing something, you know, and grab a picture, and then, you know, our group here in the EOC, we can do that. And I think between maybe the three or four of us, we can get some pretty quality pictures and get them up on the board there.
Copy that. We'll do that. And a two-man unit for at least a period of time is easier. There won't be selfies that way. We'll get some seal picture, door pictures, something that is good for promo. So, all right, sir, I got a phone call, so I appreciate the tips. And, yes, we will assist with what you need. Just let us know. And I'll listen out. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you.
Sounds good there, Tim. Have a good night. I appreciate your hard work again, as always. And can't say it enough. You guys do an awesome job. I appreciate it. It's 73 to you, and we'll talk here down the road. This is KYMU Max Monitor.
N-A-W-R-O, is that you, Dave?
Yep, it's me. I'm out here still tooling around. My wife is doing some stuff, so waiting on her, and the kids are out messing around. So they had a thing today before my wife and I got to go out, so what are you up to?
Yeah, I remember the days. I used to do that too, but then you got some radio time because there's a little time to kill in the car. But no, I just kind of configured WinLink the way it's supposed to be. and it's working. I do have a test, very careful not to be sending it, but the one that template that copies the template of the scoring sheet that he sent us just to get us started. And of course, obviously, we'll have to put the real numbers in there. But I think I have that optimized, and I believe that would be the final one that you would send to Max. Is that it?
Yeah, it'll go Max and John. I've got to put John down in our mass notification system, so when it goes off on Saturday, he's alerted as well. So that's step one of getting him involved, and then we'll roll the ball further down the court when that day actually hits.
Okay, that sounds good. Makes sense. And on a, well, not really related note, last week I could not get into Wayne County's net. The Edison repeater, I could hardly hear them, so I didn't even try. So about an hour from now, then I'll probably see if it's coming in better than what it did last week and then maybe give it another try.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. It just depends on the night. Sometimes I can hit it, and then sometimes it just, like, depends. Now that I've got my antenna up a little higher, I'm able to hit it about 95% of the time. But my dad has that thing into as well. It's hit or miss for him as well.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see that now. It's, you know, you really want to check in, but then it's bad form. If you can't hear them, you better not try to check in. That's not correct to do that as a ham. But, you know, I'll give it a try, see if they're legible tonight. And then, yeah, other than that, I don't know, maybe watch a movie tonight. We'll find out, see what's on TV. I pay so much for that Comcast cable, I might as well try to use it once in a while.
Right, I hear you. We got rid of cable altogether and went with Roku stuff and streaming. We saved about $35 for Wi-Fi internet through Verizon. And that seems to work out pretty well. But there's certain things that we can't hit because, you know, it's not streaming or you got to pay extra for it. But I guess it just depends on what you want to pay.
I am definitely paying too much. I won't even quote the price over the air, but I'll have to renegotiate. Frontier here in Richmond, Frontier Communication just put some fiber optic lines in front of the house. The Comcast cable is behind the house. It's always been along with Edison back there. But in front, Frontier is, we now have competition, so that's something to consider. But I do like my college football in the fall season, so there's a channel lineup I'd like to have for that. But, you know, what are the guys at the FBI say in their frequency? They say first world problems. There's bigger problems in the world to worry about.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, for sure.
Had email communication with Tom O. He may or may not deploy. If he home deploys, he is willing to be a Winlink operator to send messages. And if he simulates sending Winlink messages, do you think it would be appropriate for him to simulate every, like, you know, I don't know, 15 minutes or so going to a different grid square? Would that be legitimate or would that be pushing it?
I think that's probably fair. I think it would work, and I mean, it would give him some good tests and you know, work the area a little bit. So yeah, I think it would work out.
If you can remember that, I'll ship John an email, but it'll be like, you know, item number 236 to remember. It's going to be a game time decision for him. You know, he'll either say deploy at home, but if he deploys at home, it would be nice to try to get him, you know, just say go ahead and do the WinLink message thing, but maybe he'll figure that out. We'll see how it goes. Just a little briefing there for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that for sure. And, you know, I get it. I understand, whether it's the day of, whether he can or can't, not a big deal. It'll be good either way. I know Joe, I got to reach out to him. I've got some something for him to do on Tuesday, so it'll work out. It'll be good. I think we'll test out some areas that we need to work on, and we'll get some ideas of strengths and weaknesses, hopefully.
Yeah, that sounds good. Looking forward to it. Oh, I should probably mention an hour or so ago, 45 minutes ago, I talked to Wally on Statewide 1. He's going to go ahead and prepare three radios because I saw the traffic about Ron might needing one, so we're going to have three radios available.
Yeah, that'll work. That's good because it'll allow us to test those out. My hope is for Tad that you're running a two-man crew. I might do a lot of the CAD work, you know, towards your car, just as a good test to see how it works, and, you know, kind of go from there. I might spread it out a little bit, but obviously I don't want the guys pulling their phones out as you're driving, so if you're running two hands, that works out perfect.
Yes, agreed, because it was the other way with that single-man car. You'd have to do the staging thing, stop and be safe, and okay, now we're going to dispatch. So with a two-man car, Tom can be the radio man or the CAD man, and I can concentrate on driving, and that would be perfectly fine. That should work out. Happy to test it out.
Good. Sounds good. We'll have fun with it. And, I'm hoping maybe even to get St. Clair County on board with the CAD, because there's a way that you can have multiple stations, multiple dispatch centers, and you can link them up for an event like this, so they can do their own stuff, but then also send their stuff over to us, or we can send our stuff over to them, and, or they can see our calls, they can see their calls, and, vice versa, and it works out really well.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. I like that. And along the same lines with a different topic, though, I was wondering if we push these WinLink messages to our EOC. I would ask him before we do it, but if I just go ahead and CC Riley up there at his tactical call sign, you know, does he get credit for that, too? I don't know if that works that way, but... but then again, I don't want to muddy the waters if they got a system in place. It might be too much coming in.
I don't think it would hurt to reach out to him and see, because, he's got plans to work with us. I think, from my understanding, he's planning on sending a couple guys down to us here in the county and maybe run a couple calls here and then back to their county. So. It might be worth reaching out and seeing what he says.
Copy that. I'll make a note, and I will do that. I do have his tactical call. He kind of went the other way. I guess maybe he did EOC as well, but he created the tactical call like you did, or maybe you copied him for just EC. So I'll get with him and see what he wants, but it's no more work on my part to just throw a CC to him at, let's say I give a status of Richmond on a field SIP report. why can't I just go ahead and CC that to him, because we're cooperating anyways. So I will get with him and confirm.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Tim, I'm going to hop off here. My kids are on the way out, so I appreciate you and appreciate your hard work on that. And I will be emailing you here when we get home, the project I've got set up here for you and John. So let me know if you guys have any questions about it. And we'll meet on Discord at your Friday night.
It's a deal, Dave. Sounds good. N-A-W-R-O. After you.
K-E-A-D-L-B.